ground, the tree is his son, and the earth is his banner. So what is his own argument? We have got experience that a child is coming from the womb of the mother. So why you should suggest a nonsense creation that there are the chunk and there are spirits? What is it? Drop on this one. Where is your experience that all of a sudden chunk drops and you have got experience that creation is there, mother is there, and the child is there. This is the creation. So, where from this idea comes? That without father and mother, creation is possible. What is this idea? Where science is
different. The nature takes care of it all.
Why is nature being done? Take care of you.
See the problem? Yeah. The trees, they produce seeds. And the seed drops on the ground and then another tree comes.
That's all right.
There's no father. Simply.
That I understand. But the tree is coming from the earth. So that is anywhere, just like the father gives the seed, gives the womb of the mother, and she produces the body and it comes from. The seed is coming from the father, and that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bija anga sarva bhutama. The seed comes from the father, that you cannot deny. Mother, without seed, cannot be pregnant and cannot be child. That is our experience. Nature is mother. The seed is given by the father.
In science, the biologists teach that there are small animals, very small, called amoebas. And when they reproduce, they simply divide themselves into two. There's no sex. There's no father.
And that's alive. So, two or three or four or five coming from the life. The animal is alive. Not that from any stone it is coming. The life is coming from life. But it's a different way.
Previously, the scientists used to say that they would put dirty laundry and rotten garbage in a box. Then a few weeks later, they would find rats. So they said that rats are made from garbage. So then everyone, this was presented as a very laughable theory. And then the next theory that was presented as the actual one was that life came from chemicals.
How life comes from rats? Every year they're changing their theory.
Actually, their philosophy came from that.
What is that? That's this is called descriptive knowledge. It's called coming from the stalk of rice. Actually, the scorpions, the legs, within this stalk of rice, and by fermentation, the eggs become stuck and come up. Not that the rice is producing stuff.
Scientists know about that, and they say, yes, that is very laughable, primitive. But their new theory is simply that life comes from chemicals, so it's actually the same thing.
Yes, it's right.
The fact is that they cannot even manufacture a tiny seed for structure.
Yes, let them manufacture a seed. From that seed, a big seed is done.
They cannot do that.
Okay.
Some devotees are saying that cockroaches come from the vapors of impure things.
Yes, the cup. That is called seal of lungs. It's like compaction. Bugs are coming in. Seal of lungs.
So isn't that life coming from matter?
Not matter. So matter is not coming. But we are taking bath. That's okay. The atmosphere that they get home into.
So are they coming from eggs, or how are they coming?
Huh?
Just the soul into the dirt?
Just the eggs. Basically, it's a suitable atmosphere from the living entity makes his body.
How is he talking about
like,
before?
Just like embryo. The living entity comes as a true secretion of father and father, emulsifier. He creates a situation so that he can stay there and develop it.
But it requires some emanation from a cockroach body in order to create another cockroach body. So how can a cockroach body be created from vapors without contact with another cockroach?
Vapor does not. Yes. The individual soul comes there according to his karma.
Hmm.
And in that condition, he develops his body. Karmana daivana srina jantu sriha upapati.
So the seed of the soul is within the vapor.
Hmm? The seed, when it is put into the heart, a situation is created, the soul has, so the soul can develop a seed.
But how would the soul develop a particular body?
That is Jamaraji. We are reading the Jamaraji incident.
Just like how can a living entity take birth in the fire? The argument is that how can an entity take birth in perspiration? His question, so how can a living entity take birth in the fire? Mostly our experience is that entities are taking birth from the earth, according to the,
how the
understanding.
How the creatures are born in the water. How the other living entities, they remain in the air. Without air. There are five elements, earth, water, air, fire. Anywhere, the living entities can take birth. Sarvabhav. Anu Sarvabhav, Salayam. These are the words of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvabhav. From anywhere,
officers,
he can take birth.
The living entities who are born from perspiration require a mother and father?
Mm-hmm. No. That is mother. The perspiration is mother.
So the reason why they get a particular
the
body?
The father is God.
So they're just getting a particular body just due to Yamraj.
According to this, this is Sanandu Jamala. He has to get a particular kind of body.
So, how is it so good?
Very confusing for him.
Isn't that it? How you can understand the subtle laws of God? You are dull breath. It's cow down. Without father, there is no question of God. Without mother, there is no question. Our point is that without father, there is no creation.
Well, but when a living entity is in an animal body, then when he quits his body, there's no karma. He's just automatically promoted to a higher body.
Yes.
So then,
animal life means there is no sin. It is promotion. Because they are animal. They are thoughtless, making for development. That's like a child. The child who steals, that's not sin. He's not giving any charge. It's child. The dog goes to the, from the left to the right, or right to the left. He's not sin. But he who does, he's not sin.
The Yamaraj does not direct the movements of the living entities as they're going automatically from animal body to higher body.
Animal should know the jurisdiction of God. The man is in the jurisdiction. This is all meant for man, not for the cat and dog.
So what determines the different varieties of dogs and cats if they're just automatically being...
Not automatically. You are man. If you govern as a dog's mentality, the government pushes into the dog's body. And then you again develop, come to the man's body. That means your time of imprisonment finished, you become again. Now again decide. And again if you become a dog's mentality, again go.
Different varieties of suffering within the animal species are due to the different varieties of existence left in the human life?
Yeah. And they automatically come. That's your term of imprisonment. By day is gone, it is finished. Again you are free. Similarly, by natural development of dogs or cockroaches or puppies or that, there is a process of development. You come to the human form or body. Then again you decide whether you go down or go back. That is your choice. If you want to go down, go again. Otherwise, Saptade Hankunat Janmanai Mam is coming here. You make your choice.
So the living entity who is in the low body, like insect or plant,
yes. He will come automatically to the human body.
And he passes through all the species.
Oh, yes.
So he has no desire to fly, but still he passes through a bird speed.
No, just like child is taken care of. Child does not know what he's doing. But the father and mother taken care of. Taken through state of mother makes a fresh care. To bring him again to the grown up useful life. Now you make your decision. So, if you don't make your decision, the knowledge is there, the books are there. If you don't make your decision, still you want to remain as cats and dogs, then you...
Most of us are down
to
the cats. Huh? Do most humans fall down into the animal species again?
Do most human beings fall down into the animal species?
Not necessarily. You can become the school as well.
What is the value for the living entity to automatically pass through all these different species? Does he get any knowledge?
To finish his life of imprisonment.
How is it benefiting?
Character. Benefiting his character. after undergoing so many species of life, is corrected. And again is brought to the human form of life, civilized form of life. Let him make his choice. If he again makes his choice to go down to become a school ward, boss, that is nature. Pratishakti-ramalaya, kunai-karamalaya, kuna, according to policy, he or she. Pratishakti-ramalaya, kunai-karamalaya, ahankara-vibhara. There is a rascal being proud, now I have got this life, civilized life. I can do whatever you like. There is no God. Then God comes as death and puts you again to become a one school.
Mr. Prabhupada, in the seventh chapter, you mentioned that there are certain species of human life for whom a certain sinful activity is they don't receive any reaction.
Yes, uncivilized. They are like animals.
So they can perform, like, let's say, for example, intoxication or eating, and they don't receive any sinful reaction at all.
Because they are uncivilized. And you can be civilized and you are killing animals. What is it?
Automatically get a
chance to contact
Krishna consciousness, or they might be born into the low family?
No, again, that's why we are opening centers, we are giving chance to everyone. If he takes opportunity, he can become a human. Hunan, the Kirata Hunan, the Prasad, that is the duty of devotees to raise everyone to the center of Krishna consciousness. But if one is unfortunate, he does not take their time.
It's a question of fortune in the human form to get there.
Fortunate. To get the one from the truth. That's why it is going again. You see? Again, it is.
So, but there's two, within all the different species, there's still different varieties. What are constabilities for?
Varieties of the body, according to the mental.
According to karma?
Yes. According to karma, at the time of death, mind is saturated. In that way, and it gets a good.
Yes, sir. And then after, say, if a human being falls down into the animal species, after that, does he go through each and every one of these species successively? Even there are different types of dogs, he becomes each different type of dog?
That is Darwin's gradual evolution.
He said this is evolution of consciousness.
Doing bigger. That is, Darwin has captured that force. How the body is changed on us.
Bhagavad Gita says, Shushi Nam Shri Atang Yehe Yoga Brashta Vijayate. So, for someone who is now a disciple of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, are we to understand if he is not born in a family of devotees and if he is not born in an aristocratic family, that he was not a yogi in his past life?
Are we to understand? Past life, they had some good deeds. Therefore, they have come to Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. This far. Agyata Sukriti. Besides that, whatever he may be in the past life, the movement is there. It is open for everyone. Everyone can come and take advantage. Despite whatever he did in his past life, it doesn't matter. If he comes and if he is fortunate, if he chants, then he advances.
You were explaining to the reporter yesterday that the difference between the animal and the human is that the animal cannot think of God. He has no religion. So when the living entity is passing through these different species, he doesn't have sufficient knowledge.
No, no.
So then how is he benefited? You said you explained that as he is being promoted, he is being corrected.
Yes.
But if he cannot understand God...
No, there is no need of... That depends on the stages of body. That's like you are going up one step, another step, another step, another step. There is no means of knowing what it is, but you are going up.
Oh.
Step by step, step by step.
Oh.
In the Bhagavad Gita, you explain that when you take specific birth, due to a specific degree of luck.
Yes, mental situation.
Prabhupada, he once said that if someone is not attracted to chanting Hare Krishna, that he's being punished by Yamaraj.
Yes. Apana parama bhunyaya samam. Kahe lachanata.
Sometimes when we appreciate people that we don't eat meat, fish, or eggs, they say, why not eggs? They're not actually living. It's just not... It hasn't been fertilized by
that. That's explained. Why we cannot make egg by chemical composition and give it for fermentation and chicken metal? Why do they not do that? Why they are taking eggs from the hens? Why do they not chemically manufacture eggs?
That's advice.
That is the step. If that is a fact, the egg has no life, then you prepare egg, what is there? Some white chemicals? A little yellow, you can do
it. It's like abortion. They have a process to take the egg from the hen, and they make sure that the egg will not grow into a chicken. It is like an abortion.
That's how I do it. The life is there. You make some arrangement that it will not take part.
Yes.
Another. It is a fact that the egg is not right, then why you rascals do not manufacture a chemical egg and get a chicken? Why you rascals talking nonsense? There's our channel. We say rascals, not without consideration, because actually they talk like that, which they cannot do, and still they insist on it. That is rascals. Is it all right? South America, South Africa, there's so many factories.
Rainbow Chicken Factory.
Huh?
The Rainbow Chicken Factory.
Yes, the chicken factory. But they're taking the eggs from chicken. Why not? Manufacture small eggs and give to the fermentation. There's no question of killing animals. Why is that taking?
It's that God has provided it for food.
All right. God has provided you with God's body. Take advantage of it and bath. Protest. I am like.
I was in the hospital. Right next to me, there was one yogi. And a girl yogi came to instruct him every day.
Girl?
Yeah. One of her instructors, and the first instruction was that you can do anything you want, you just cannot be attached to it.
That's happened. Why you have come to hospital? You don't become attached to this, happened. Good morning, Krishna. Thank you.
Hi. Hare Krishna. Oh, it's so nice.
The whole time he was in the hospital, all he talked about was how much he was suffering.
Don't be a pest. Don't be a
pest. But the certain psychologists are very, very interested in trying to put a person under hypnosis, and then he can talk about experiences he has had in his past lives. They're very eager to have a person under a certain condition where he will remember experiences from his past life.
So why the psychiatrist does not remember? Why he does not remember?
They say that only certain people have the ability to remember.
They hypnotize them. And they say, remember your last life.
And I don't know nonsense he says.
Yeah.
Is that possible that the living entity can remember?
Actually, it's like he can remember. But not this, that's the mechanical process.
They say they take him into the subconscious and extract thoughts from the subconscious.
But they say it happens to them. That means this is nonsense. It is a fact. It is a process, and everyone can. Why it happens? That is the jugglery of us. It is.
Okay, so they could have all that. Since little children. Little infants.
The ability that they have studied, they call it ESP, or extrasensory perception. And by this, the ability to see through the eyes is greatly increased. And you can, like sometimes they have a playing card and they turn it face down, and the man can guess what is the actual card. And they have all these games. In this way, they say certain people have special powers.
That is not.
Actually, they say that potentially everyone has these powers, but some are more developed than others. Also, the powers to understand each other's thoughts.
Hey.
The only hope is to read your book, Shiva Pop.
In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Nitya Sarvagatak Sthanur. So Sarvagatak meaning the living entity is all pervading. This is nominative single.
Everyone can go, Bapa. Everyone can go everywhere.
Oh, so that's very understanding, because the impersonalist understanding, they could say that the living entity is actually
God
by saying that he is all-pervading. Sarvagatak, you can interpret it in this way.
You ask him, you are Sarvagatak? If you are intelligent, you should have asked him, are you Sarvagatak? But he laughed.
Well, he'll have to say, no, not in this stage of life. Once I become liberated, then I...
He's dead ready.
Hey, hey.
Now, why you forgot yourself? You are Sarvagata. Now, why you are Pandita? Why?
Well, couldn't answer. Couldn't answer.
Sarvagata tomorrow. When I'm liberated, I'll be able to answer you.
You don't have to let it play if I didn't answer. Then you have an answer. You don't have to worry if you cannot talk. Correct thing. Good.
That's the end. We talk.
Thank you. If you are not liberated, whatever you are talking is nonsense. So why you are misleading people? First of all, be liberated, then sir.
What is the position of Dhruva Maharaj before?
As a devotee, that's all. He never says that I am God.
Sometimes devotees argue that Dhruva Maharaj, he had a material desire and still he became perfect. So I can keep my material desire.
No, when he gave up material, coming to talk about my own part, then he so long he had material desire, he was not devotee.
But he
and he refused to possess anything material. Sarin Kitaku, Varanaja. Then.
But say like Daksha, he saw Lord Vishnu and he had a desire for sex. Daksha. So he was still having sex desire, but he saw Lord Vishnu.
What is that?
So then someone could argue. Use that as an argument for returning.
Vishnu is not different. Just like when Krishna was present, so many people saw. Doesn't mean everyone is not different.
It's a question of understanding his position.
Just like now, many people are seeing you, Srila Prabhupada, but only a few are getting the benefit. Everyone is getting benefited in some way, but only a few are understanding.
Apart from me, one sees Krishna. But it is said that in the battlefield, everyone who dies seeing Krishna is evil.
You once said that if someone sees Sankirtan and wonders who are those people, then they are 10 times more advanced than the greatest scientist.
Yes. What is our test? Yes, that's true. In the morning.
Oh, Prabhupada was explaining to the reporters yesterday. One man was asking what Prabhupada's opinion was about these other yogis. So he said, he quoted the verse in the Bhagavad Gita that if someone does not know Krishna, then he's either a fool, or he's a rascal, or he's the lowest of mankind, or his knowledge is more sinful, or his knowledge is stolen by illusion.
But that the two devotees can be excavators.
That's
right. For the major ship of the can visit many places.
Yes. Any place has to start. The devotee can become any.
So in other words, that means the two devotees can be omniscient?
I mean, God is omniscient. So, no devotee can become omniscient by the grace of God.
Well, it explains that Varuna is omniscient.
Varuna?
What channel? Well, but how come in the Shastras sometimes there are verses that are slightly doubtful about
there is doubtful go forever.
So it's like we have something that means has perhaps two meanings.
That cannot be two meanings.
You can't just...
That vijnana comes through me while you have said, and I try to understand what this is.
In other words, sometimes it says that Krishna comes himself, and actually the meaning is that he comes as his incarnation, like Lord Buddha. But the verse seems to say that it's the Supreme Personality of God and himself, and without your purport, it's not possible. It's almost left so that you can be fooled, as if it's a covering, special covering, so that non-devotees can understand it.
Supreme Personality cannot come. Did you take this?
No, it says that he comes in the form of Lord Buddha. But I remember it was a great
misunderstanding that in Buddha. Not particularly as Lord Buddha. He's coming as seeds, he's coming as tortoise, he's coming as born. So why as Lord Buddha?
But you explain that Lord Buddha is not the is not Vishnu Tattva, but that he's in Shakti Vaishnava.
Yeah.
But the verse says that the Supreme Lord will come himself. Uh-huh. So it tends to think, well, Lord Buddha is the Supreme Lord himself. But actually, without your purport, you wouldn't understand that he's Shakti Vaish.
Well, the Shakti, he's Krishna. Shakti, Shakti Mata Aveda. The Shakti, energy, and the energetic, they're identity.
But sometimes also the Supreme Lord comes himself as Shakti Vaishavatar.
Yes.
Sakshat.
Right.
The Prabhupada, just like in this material body, there's so many millions of living entities, but there's one living entity, myself, who's thinking that I am this body. Is it the same way in the spiritual body? There are many living entities in one body, but there's one living entity who's thinking that I am this body?
There's many living entities, there's so many spices within the body. It's like these tiny germs, worms, all kinds of living beings. But of our attachments, our particular modes of material nature, Paranam Guru Sankhya, Sadhguru Guru Sankhya. We're identified with
this. What's the same with spiritual body? What's the same with spiritual body? The spiritual body is actually composed of many living entities. There's one living entity within the body.
Spiritual body is identical with the soul. Here in the material world is reality. Interior and superior. Spiritual world, everything we get is superior and everything is reality. There's no material.
It rolls many everywhere.
From these automobiles, you've got.
They say that in some cities like New York, just living in the city itself is like smoking 2 packs of cigarettes every day because there's so much pollution in the air. So contaminated. In the Srimad Bhagavatam that the cure for madness is open space and fresh air. That's Ayurvedic method. So in the cities there's all kinds of confined spaces. The air is not at all clean. There's so much madness.
Changing the slowly out of unity, changing your face, unconnected to yourself. You are not sure of your position. Idling.
They simply give their own opinion about something and present that as being fact. And everyone else.
I even have got my own opinion. Anyone can have his own. Your opinion is objective. All he knows that he's imperfect, is still he wants to push power in his face.
Mm.
He knows he's imperfect.
The
and he does not think that I'm imperfect, but he does not.
If I have a bigger brain than someone else, then if I give my...
Comparatively, you are less.
Oh, my idea may not be perfect, but it's better than yours. That's their idea.
That's not. That is not. That's your blood pool. One child is older than the other child. That's the same.
To know who your father is. But I was once told by some devotees that you had said in some previous age of Kali, the dinosaurs, gigantic animals, were on the earth. They say that you...
I never thought I would.
They have got so many bones in the museums showing these gigantic animals.
Gigantic animals? But then, that animal is still there. Well, peace.
Well, this.
Oh, yeah. Very big bug.
Some have become extinct.
Why? They should be extinct.
No longer on here. It's no longer on this planet.
Darkness.
No, other animals.
Those gigantic...
What are they?
They call them brontosaurus, tyrannosaurus. Gigantic animals, they say, are meteors.
They just made up different compositions of bones and then drew some outlines on them. But you said in Hawaii, though, that there are some animals that are as big as skyscrapers.
There are some parts of this.
So these bones that they have found of these gigantic animals, they were all living underneath the water.
Yeah.
Not on the land.
Maybe. These things, yeah. Giving out our climbing. Our knives. 100,000. How many times? And you want to show yourself. What about things in the past? 3 million different times of money.
We've seen a few hundreds at most.
That is not the doubt.
Krishna incarnates into every species of life. He can appear in any form.
Yes. Otherwise, by the form. Yes. And partners for the form. they have the accent, you know, they do the independence of the king. So, unless the Spanish God says, let fall.
One argument that always defeats the impersonal. We can't explain how form could come from something without form.
That's said that your mind, like your mind is today, is more fucked up knowledge. That knowledge is fucked.
Yesterday, you were telling the reporter that it is not possible for modern man to travel to the moon. But in your second canto, you described that in the previous age of Kali, the men had created mechanical beings for going to other planets. And they were creating havoc all over the universe. And Lord Buddha appeared to stop their nonsense. And remember,
that is their my friend.
So they must say?
Yes.
That's what I'm facing of. It is not my friend. It's back, it will be sent.
They're sending their Sputniks to, with television.
They're gonna stay there. They're coming back.
No. But they have TV cameras on the Sputnik. And the Sputnik is flying over the planet, and they are filming it, and they don't see any light. That is their argument.
Okay, but I don't know. Yeah. The other planet is as good as this planet. This planet is full of light, I don't know.
Sometimes you write in the Krishna book that the demigods can come to this planet invisible.
Yeah.
So if ordinary man went to some other planet through this Sputnik, would he be able to see the demigods?
That because it did not see, it does not mean there is no light. That they cannot see. Mm-hmm. It's like in the water, don't see? It's supposed to see.
Splash over the water.
Huh?
If they take a camera over the water, they won't see any light.
Huh?
Or over the fire, they will not see any light from the sun with their camera.
Even over the earth, you can't see. Mm-hmm.
That is their defect. That their eyes are defective. That's it. The camera who is your manifestation is also defective. Because you are manifesting. That's false. Any defect. Don't try to see with your eyes, but try to see by ear. Shastras. Yeah. Except with your eyes, shastras, not your sober eyes.